Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your word this morning. We pray that you open our eyes and our ears to perceive through your revelation. And let your word elevate us and establish us even in our position in Christ Jesus. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, you welcome once again to Mount Zion Daily Devotion. Our topic for today is Christ lives in you. Christ lives in you. Yesterday we considered the topic Emmanuel, God with us, and we saw how God had moved progressively towards man. We studied about the 400 years of silence where there was an end to prophecy. There wasn't any prophetic direction. The people of Israel could not hear from God, and it's like God had abandoned them. But somewhere towards the end of the 400 years of silence, God revealed himself through his Son. And the Son, Jesus, was born, and he was named Emmanuel, God, meaning God with us, indicating that God has come to dwell with his people. And we saw that he brought grace, the dispensation of grace. He brought the restoration of the glory and also truth to his people. Today, we are looking at another progressive revelation of God's presence with us. And that God is not just with us as Emmanuel, but God has come to live in us. Amen. So the revelation gets deeper and it gets better. Let me repeat again. God has progressively moved towards man. He is no longer with us, but he is in us. And today, when we say God is with us, it's because he has come to live in us. So God has become or has moved progressively, not just among men, but he has found a place in the inside of men. Men have become his tabernacle, his temple, and he lives in us. In fact, Jesus gave a hint of this in John chapter 14, verse 23, when he said, Jesus replied to them, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Jesus and his Father will come and make their home. They will live with us. So our temples, our bodies become his temple, becomes his abode. Hallelujah. God decides to live in those who believe, profess their faith, even in Christ Jesus. And how are they going to do that? The Bible says in John 14 from verse 15 to 17, that if you love me, the same Jesus, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate. Some versions says comforter, to help you and be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But listen to this one. But you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. Hallelujah. This is an interesting scripture. Jesus was showing the disciples how God was going to live in them. And said he would take the form of the Spirit of truth, the other name for the Holy Spirit. And this Spirit of truth, according to Jesus, the disciples know him because he lives with them. But this time around, he is coming to live in them. So the Spirit of truth is the spirit of the Father. And it's also the spirit of Christ. So if you go back to John 14, 23, when Jesus said, my Father and I will come and we make our home with you. His Father and himself will come in the form of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'm saying, you know him because they know Jesus. And this time around, his spirit representing the Father and himself will come and live in the disciples. So Jesus doesn't live in us physically, by his spirit, or the spirit of God, which represents the Father, and Jesus, the spirit of Christ, lives in us. And that's how God has come to live in us. If we say today that God is with us, it's not because he is amongst us for the sake of it, but he lives in us. He dwells in us. We have become his temple, his tabernacle. He is present in us, meaning everywhere you go, you carry God. When you go to where God goes with you, when you sleep, he sleeps with you. When you come home, because he is in the inside of you by his spirit, even the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Paul, in trying to explain this mystery, said in Colossians that this mystery has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the lost people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. And this mystery is that Christ is in you, the hope of glory. So this is a mystery God kept to himself. And the Bible says even the prophets of old studied it. But Paul said, in the dispensation of grace, that mystery has been revealed. And the mystery that Christ, the spirit of Christ, now lives in us. And that gives us a hope of glory. Hallelujah. So God does not just live with us. He now lives in us. And Paul said this is a mystery that has been revealed. And the purpose of doing this teaching is to help you carry that consciousness. Every day when you get up, tell yourself, Jehovah God, by his spirit, lives in me. And as I wake up, God is awakening in me. As I prepare to step out, I carry him around wherever I go. So you are no longer alone. You are with God who lives in the inside of you. His presence is with you 24/7. Hallelujah. There is a great man of God called, what's the name of this man? The name has just run away from my head. And it is said, when you read some of the historical accounts of this man, anytime he dressed up, he would stand by his mirror and declare that anywhere this man in this suit goes, God goes with him. Just to remind himself that God lives inside of him. Amen. And it's a very good exercise because sometimes you face certain challenges and it's like, hey, everything is against you. But it's not just against you. It's against you and the one who lives inside of you. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he is with you 24/7 every day. He has come to live in you. And he has come to bring glory to your life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Kama anda asudabra andi. If you read the same book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, 10, it says that for in Christ, in this Christ who has come to live you, look at what is inside him. It says, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God. bodily. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head of every ruler and authority. Let me take it again. It says, for in Christ, this Christ who has come to live in you, whom Paul is talking about, that is a mystery. The Bible says, for in this Christ lives all the fullness of God. Some versions say all the fullness of the Godhead. So God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they all live in this Christ. So the Spirit of Christ that we have contains the Godhead fully. It says, in Christ lives all the fullness of God bodily. So you also, we who has him in us, we in whom he dwells. It says, so you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head of every ruler and authority. We are complete, meaning we also have the fullness of God, or the fullness of the deity of God, or the fullness of the Godhead in us. Because Christ, who has the fullness, lives in us. Aren't you loaded, beloved? You are too loaded to be sick, too loaded to fail, too loaded to be killed before your time, too loaded to miss on destiny. You are too loaded. All you need is your faith and your consciousness, so that you can stand against anything that wants to stand against you, because it's not trying to stand against you, it's trying to stand against you, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it is impossible. The Bible says he is the ruler, he is the head of every ruler and authority, spiritually and physically. Amen. So nothing, whether it's a challenge, it's a problem, it's a force, it's a power, nothing should be able to conquer you, because the Godhead lives in you in their fullness. Hallelujah. That's why John, the same John who wrote the first John, the first book of John, chapter 4, verse 4, says, you, dear children, you are from God, and you have overcome them. You overcome anything, rulers, powers, principalities. He says, because the one who is in you, there is someone who is in you. The fullness of the deity of God is in you. Say, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. There is someone in you. His name is called God, Jehovah. And the Bible says he is greater than anyone in this world, because he even made the world. And he made all the things that are in the world, including thrones, powers, authority, forces, riches, wizards. And the Bible says Christ is the head of them all. And if he lives in you, then the greater one lives in you. And therefore you have overcome them all. Because greater is he that is in you. Hallelujah. Isn't this good news? I'm excited. Mashilabra ando kotoba ya hashilabra ando kotoya. Mekalabala balabalabra ando side yekira ando site kali katwa brabra ando siya. Paul did an exposition, a further exposition in Romans chapter 8, when you read verse 10 and 11. He said, but if Christ is in you, meaning Christ can be in you, if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. This Christ that has come into you gives life to your body, and gives life to you because of your righteous position in Christ Jesus. And the 11 says, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, beloved, don't ever forget that the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. He says, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, as I'm speaking, he's leaving you. Say, he who raised Christ from the dead, that the Spirit of God, will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. So two revelations, I want you to catch it. The first one, that it is settled, that if you are believing Christ, then the Spirit of Christ lives in you. And he's telling that this Spirit of Christ, this Spirit of God, is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead when he died, and everybody thought it was the end of him. On the third day, this Spirit raised him from the dead. So anything of yours that is dead will also be raised by this Spirit. This Spirit has the ability to turn deadly situation into living situation. That is point number two. The third point is that, he said, this Spirit has power and authority over your mortal body, your physical body, in that it can give life to it. Is somebody listening? Therefore, you go to the hospital, they tell you your kidney has shut up. Some growth has developed in your womb. Hey, this Spirit of God that lives in you has power to give life to your mortal body. It can bring order. It can bring correction. It can bring healing. It can bring transformation to your mortal body. Don't just lift up your hands in the air and throw your hands in the air and accept that something is going to destroy your body. There is a personality, the Spirit of God who lives in your body, who has the power and the ability to do all things, including giving life to your body. I want you to rejoice in the Lord. So therefore, in summary, Christ has not just come to live amongst us or live with us. He has come to live inside us. God has come to live in us by his Spirit, what we call the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ. It's the same Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Bible says when he came, he carried the entire deity inside of you. He has made you more than a conqueror. He has make you one who carry, who has become an overcomer, because the greater one has come to live in you. He came with his fullness of the Godhead, and he has made you complete in him because of your union with Christ. Hallelujah. And he is in you to work in your soul, also give life to your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. And if the Spirit raised Jesus from the dead, he can raise you from any deadly situation. And I came to assure you that Christ lives in you. Have that consciousness. Believe it. Talk to yourself. Tell everybody that now you know Christ lives in you, and tell yourself every day that Christ lives in you. He lives in you. And Paul said it was a mystery, but has been revealed to us. And he living in you will make your life glorious. Begin to thank the Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this word that you have brought to us, the assurance of the revelation that you are not just Emmanuel, God who is with us, but you have come to live in us. It's a mystery that you have unveiled, and we believe it, O Lord, that the greater one lives in us. He came with the full Godhead of Jehovah, and we are loaded for eternity, loaded for a victorious life, and nothing can crash, nothing can overcome us. Because we have been made overcomers of anything in this world, because the greater one lives in us. We are grateful to you, O God, for this revelation and this assurance. And Father, we pray that you stir up our faith to believe and hold on to this word so that we will live the conquering life. We thank you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are sick listening to me, please put your hand where you are sick. I stretch forth my hand towards you in the realm of the Spirit, and I send forth the word of healing into your soul, into your spirit, and into your body. May you be healed and be made every whit whole in Jesus' mighty name. May the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead enter into you and cause a resurrection in your body. Bring healing and transformation to you. In Jesus' name, it is written, by his wounds you are healed. So you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Begin to do what you could not do and exercise your faith. For Christ has touched you and healed you. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you are also listening to us and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Please pray these salvation prayers with me. Say, my Father, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I come before you. I repent of my sins. Today, I receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, for I believe he died for my sins and he was raised for my justification. Dear Jesus, come into my heart, make me your own, help me to live for you for the rest of my life. If you have prayed this prayer, we all shout a big army. Angels are rejoicing over you and there is joy in heaven. Please take these few steps. That will help to consolidate your newborn status and your salvation in Christ Jesus. Number one, find a Bible-believing church and join them and tell them you have accepted Jesus Christ. Two, let them baptize you in water, just as Jesus instructed us to do. Three, let them pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit baptism, the second encounter with the Holy Spirit that will strengthen you and help you to live for God with his help. Then the number four, submit yourself to the church's Bible discipleship class so that you grow and you'll be nurtured by the word of God and grow into maturity. And number five, develop a daily devotional life. Every day there are a lot of devotional materials out there that will show you where to read, which portion of the Bible to read and meditate on and pray. As you did it, the Spirit of God will brood over you and cause you to increase in knowledge and in understanding, and you will grow to become a mature believer. I pray for you that the Lord will strengthen you and that you will never go back to the world, but you will stay in Christ forever and ever. Amen. Shall we receive the benediction? May the Almighty God, who has chosen to make you his home and has turned your body into a temple and has come to dwell within you through his Spirit, may he show himself faithful to you and show himself strong to you. May he cause his hand to rest upon you and your family. May his presence enlighten you and bring beauty and glory into your life, in the life of your family. I declare you blessed and declare upon you that Christ is in you. May your life be full of his glory. Shalom, peace to you. Amen.